The infamous Dalton Gang robbed individuals and businesses in the Midwest during the early 1890s. But not all of the Dalton children had a life of crime. We take a unique visit to their sister's house on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agricultural Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com. And by Shoup Ag Parts, they keep farms running. Visit shoupparts.com.
Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers offer greater efficiency and unsurpassed application flexibility, providing you a full line of crop nutrients that can be conveniently applied when and where you need them. So instead of applying tons or gallons of fertilizer your crop may not need, use Agriculture Liquid to optimize your yield potential and your investment. Better yields, better quality, better for your bottom line. That's responsible nutrient management. Visit agroliquid.com to find a dealer near you.
Shoup Manufacturing started selling quality ag and farm replacement parts almost 40 years ago. To this day, the only kind of part we'll sell is one that we'd be comfortable using on our own farms. For quality parts at a fair price that ship fast, shop Shoup. Call 1-800-627-6137 or visit www.shoupparts.com. That's Shoup, S-H-O-U-P, keeping farms running since 1977.
As Mark Ferguson explains, on the surface, there really isn't anything unusual about this old Kansas farmstead.
It was Eva Dalton who lived in this home, her husband John Whipple, who Eva married out here in the year of 1887. He's the one who built this little horse ranch outside of Meade at that time period.
But what makes this home a bit more interesting is some of the folks in Eva's family.
Her brothers in 1887, two of them, Bob and Grant Dalton, were U.S. federal deputy marshals down in Indian Territory. Then in 1891, they decided they would want better money if we go rob trains. So they were pretty good at being train robbers since they knew both sides of the law.
Eva's brothers, for which the Dalton Gang was named, were adept at hiding out and staying one step ahead of the law.
They wound up with a $5,000 reward on each one of those three brothers. Of course, that was a pretty good chunk of pocket change in those days. So there was a couple hundred U.S. deputy marshals chasing them all over Indian and Oklahoma Territory trying to capture them for that reward.
Mark believes Eva's three brothers were guests here in Meade on several occasions.
We figure that they would, on occasion, maybe come way out here to Meade, out of their territory. You know, this is a good 300 miles out here from Indian Territory, depending on where they were at. Where better to go than where you're not known all that well?
There's a good reason to believe the gang hid out here because of something they later discovered on the farmstead. That story next time as we travel the countryside at the Dalton Hideout in Meade, Kansas. I'm Andrew McCrae.